Amen. Exodus chapter 15, verse 23. I feel like this kind of goes right along with these services, these songs, Brother Tommy's. I just feel like it all kind of connects here. Exodus 15, starting at verse number 23. Exodus 15 and 23. There's a lot in this. I probably couldn't preach all this out in two or three messages here. Amen. So let's look at this. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter.
Yes.
Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Amen. Thank God. He brought them to the waters, and they could not drink of them because they were bitter. And he cried unto the Lord, and God showed him a tree.
Yes, Lord.
That when that tree was cast in the waters, they became sweet.
Yes.
Amen. So, my title, possibly, I don't know for sure because I'm a Pentecostal guy. Amen. But my title for possibly a couple sermons is going to be Bittersweet. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Bittersweet. This story teaches everyone an important lesson. Our Savior can take the bitter experiences of life and turn them sweet.
Amen.
God's got a way of doing it, don't he?
Yes.
I already told you, and it just did something to me. It does something to one man to see another man cry. It really does. And when I was sitting in the kitchen of Brother Phil Horton Saturday, amen, we went to Brother Randy Webb's camp meeting all day Friday, and they wanted us to stay all night, so they got us a place that we stayed all night. And several people, two or three people, said, "Man, you better go see Brother Philip. I think he'd enjoy for you to come." So I didn't want to barge in because he hadn't been taking much company because he's feeling so bad. That's the word I got. I told Brother Roger that. Brother Roger Boyd, I said, "I heard he ain't taking company because he's in such bad shape." He said he's not taking much company, but he wants you to come. I know he does.
Yes.
So anyway, I went over there yesterday on our way out of town, yesterday on our way out of town, and I said, and we just got to talking. And Brother Tommy, he wept and he cried. And he said, and here's the way the devil fights every one of us. When the hardships of life hit us, when the bitter waters, amen, happen upon our lot to have to face the bitter water, the first thing we do, and he wept and he cried, he said, "I don't understand why I'm going through this." He said, "I've served the Lord all my life." And he got to mentioning some things, Brother Earl, about drinking and smoking and things of that nature. He said, basically what he was saying was, "I give God my whole life.
Yeah.
Why am I going through this? Stage 4 cancer. Amen. Gallbladder's out there. A pneumonia. I can't hardly get over this pneumonia. Been in and out of the hospital." His question was, "Why? Amen. Why is these things happening to me?" Well, if I had the answer to that, I could write a book and become a billionaire.
Yeah,
amen. I don't always understand why, but I do know this. God has a way of taking bitter water and making it sweet. Oh, God.
Yes.
Amen. Paul told the Romans in the Old Testament, amen, that, praise God, he told those Corinthians that they were, amen, written for our admonition. Praise God. The Bible you hold in your hand is a lamp and it is a light. Praise God. Its instruction is unerring. It will not, amen, send you down the wrong path, will it?
No.
Praise God. First, amen, and let's look at this. Such experiences are a part of God's plan for you and I. I know you don't want to hear this. Amen. I don't want to hear this. Troubles and trials come our way. Amen. We don't want to hear it, but such is the plan and the will of God.
Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell me what. How do you say that, Brother Jason? Proverbs 14 and 10 says, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness." Amen. Life is never just a big laugh. Amen. Amen. Life is meant to be serious. Praise God. It's not a romp, amen, just between birth and then the death, praise God. It's a training period. It's a school that gets us ready to be where God wants us to be. I told Michelle this morning while she was in there getting ready, I said over to Brother Randy Webb after service Friday morning, and we got talking about Brother Rich, and we was talking about some of the messages he preached, and Brother Randy said, I just called Brother Rich the other day. He said, I had the wrong number for him for quite some time. I kept trying to call him. I couldn't get a hold of him. And he said, I finally got a hold of him, and I called him, said, Brother Rich, this is Randy Webb here. And he said, well, how you doing, Brother Webb? He said, believe it or not, me and my wife was just talking about you the other day. Amen. And he almost pushing 90, Brother Rich, and Brother Randy was laughing. The older you get, the plainer you talk. Amen. And old Brother Rich said, my wife and I were talking about what a great preacher, amen, you would be, especially if you cut the first 15 minutes of nonsense out. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you life. Amen. Hey, God. It's a teacher. Amen. It's a path that we got to go down. And everyone, if we just had a smooth sail and there was never a bump, there was never a mountain, there was never a hill that you had to climb, amen, you wouldn't be capable of facing life. Amen. But it's the ups, it's the downs, it's the sicknesses, it's the healthy days. Amen. It's the conglomeration of life that makes us who God wants us to be. When you're experiencing trouble, look around. Amen. Not only is most other people having trouble in life, but great God, believe it or not, we're all on the same side. Amen. Maybe we ought to get that rope back out. Amen. Believe it or not, we're together in this thing. I tell you, Brother George, I don't want you having chest pains, but if you got to, call me in the middle of the night. I'll get up and I'll pray with you. I'll get up. Amen. It meant so much to me the other day. Amen. A certain brother told me, amen, he said, hey, if you need me to, he said, I'll fast with you. He said, call me. Amen. When you go on a fast, I want to fast with you and I want to fast for you. I don't know what that does. That builds a man's faith. I said, it builds our faith. I'm not by myself. Amen. I'm not down alone. I come to tell you, you're not sick by yourself. You're not facing bitter waters. Oh, my, we're together in this thing. Great God, it's part of the plan of God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Look around. Amen. Look at the Word of God. Look at the Bible. Look at life. Amen. Yeah, there's some people. I forget who it was told me a while back. Somebody told me a while back. They said, I don't know when I die, amen, and have a funeral, I don't know if I'm going to let them show me or not. That's the way some people look at life. He said, I don't know if I'm going to let them show me or not. Amen. He said, because my enemies is going to come look over me and say, I'm glad he's where he's at. Well, somebody might do that. Somebody might come to my grave side and say, great God, he's in the best place for him. Well, I guarantee you that there might be one or two do that, but I believe there'll be way more than not come by there and say, he's a friend to me. Hey, he is my friend. He is my buddy. He is my dad. Great God. Amen. He was there for me when I was in trouble. Hey, come on now. Hey, yeah, it's all how you look at it. There's bitter spots in life. There's bitter times in life. But I come to tell us, God's got a way of turning the bitter sweet. God's got a way of turning it around. Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
For there hath no temptation taken me, amen, such as common to man.
Yep.
Yeah. I could see yesterday morning a strong man, Brother Philip. Amen. He held that arm up. He said, look, Brother Jason. He said, I ain't got no muscle no more. He said, I'm withering away. Amen to nothing. There's no temptation taking me, but such as is common to man. You know what the devil was telling him in his ear? You know what that great man of God shut up in that house. Best of my understanding, ain't been able to go to church in weeks. Amen. But you know what the devil was telling
building. Ain't nobody ever been where you're at. Nobody has had to suffer like this. He'll tell you that. He'll tell me that when I can face, amen, the waters of Mara. When I'm looking at those waters, amen, and it's bitter. The devil will say, nobody had to drink it like this. Amen, and that's what the devil, he'll tell you that. Why are you going through this? Why are you at this place? I come to tell the devil, there's no temptation taking me, but such as is common to man. Amen. God, but I forgot a big word, but, amen, I'm done here, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. I come to tell you, I wish I was preaching to him right now. I come to tell you, Philip Horton, you can bear it. I come to tell you, April, you can bear it. I come to tell you, amen, Brother Rice, you can bear it. Hey, anybody else in the house facing trouble? Anybody else in the house up against the waters of Mara? I come to tell you, you can bear it. You can make it. You can be stronger than that. Amen.
Woo! Bless the Lord.
Woo!
Yes.
Thank you, Monty.
Charlie, you can make it.
Thank you.
Amen.
There's no temptation taking you such commonly, but God.
Yes, Lord.
Who is faithful.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Amen. On, family might let you down. Amen. Friends might let you down.
Yes.
The job might let you down. But your God, who is faithful, will never put more on you than you're able to bear. Great God, I told you I wouldn't be able to get all this. Amen. I can't wait for Thursday night now. Hallelujah. But we'll with the temptation also may will make a way of escape. I don't know how he does it, brother, but he does it. I don't know how he gets us out. Amen. And it looks like it's more than we can bear. Israel had been down in Egypt and God had led them up out. But now they were at the waters of Mara. They were bitter waters. They were unable to be drank. Amen. But somehow, some way, God made a way of escape. And I come to tell you, in my closing remarks, God's got a way of making an escape that ye may be able to bear it.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me this house.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, bless you.
Well, Tommy, give me real quick. I do need this. Why don't I get a song? Psalms 107 and 7.
Yes.
Amen. What happened to Israel was not by accident. This is very important. I didn't want to get this before I quit. Amen. What happened to Israel was not by accident. But it was on God's divine purpose plan.
Right.
Woo. And I'd like to let you know, whether you believe it or not, when you get to that place, Brother George, amen, when you feel like, why me? Why me? Why am I here? Why? Amen. I wish you could have heard that boy. It did something to me. I don't ever want to forget that feeling that come in my heart yesterday while I was sitting there across from that table looking at that old, amen, man of God in the face. And he said, stage four. Lung cancer. Amen. Why me? Amen. I'm pastor of the church. I've done everything. Why me? I wish I could tell you why. Amen. But I know one thing. By and by, when the morning comes, by and by, we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. I don't know why the Hudson Taylors had to burn out. Amen. And give their life in a foreign mission field. And die before he turned 30. I don't know why men, amen, carry the lot that they do in life. But I know one thing, we'll understand it better by and by. I said we'll understand it better by and by. Is there anybody in the house today that'll raise a hand and say, God is going to help me bear it?
Yes, Lord.
All right. Amen. Brother Tommy needs to read this, and I'm done.
What happened to Israel was not by accident. God brought them there on purpose.
Yes, he did.
Listen to this. 107:7.
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation.
He led them, therefore, by the right way.
Right way.
He was taking them to the city of habitation. He was taking them to Canaan land.
Yeah.
He was taking them to a land that flowed with milk and honey. But before you get to where the milk and honey is, you got to go to Mara. Hey, God. Hey, I'm about to feel like shouting. Hey, I wish somebody felt a little bit of what I felt. Amen. Before you can get where the milk and the honey flows, before you can get down in Canaan land, you know what you gotta do? You gotta go to the banks of Mara. You gotta go down to where the water's bitter. You gotta go down, amen, where the bitter water is. Yes. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to come in this altar. Amen. Hey, here's what you do. They came to Moses. They said, Moses, why? Amen. I can't get ahead of myself. I got a lot more to get in here. They came to Moses. This is going to come Thursday night or maybe next Sunday. I don't know. But they came to Moses. But the Lord said, why do we got to drink of these bitter waters?
Yeah.
First thing Moses did, he didn't go out and condemn the people. He didn't go out and argue with the people. He went and took it to God. That's the best thing you can do when you're at the bank of Mara. Amen. Bitterness all around. Take it to God. Amen. I've got this altar open for somebody to do just that. Take it to God. Come on, come on. Don't be embarrassed. Don't hold back. Get in this altar. Say, Lord, I bring it to you.